Good morning. What a beautiful day. Welcome to Lots of Love Ministries. Today's message is, Who Do You Trust? Let's open in prayer. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We love you, Yeshua. And I want to lift up your name today. I pray that this message that you've put on my heart will go deep into the listeners' spirits. Open their ears to hear your voice through mine. I don't want them to hear me. I want them to hear you, Lord. This is your message that you've put on my heart, and I want to share it in love and according to your will. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We exalt you. You are awesome. We lift up the mighty name of Yeshua. You are our Lord. You're our Savior. You're our healer. And we trust in you. And now, lead me, Holy Spirit, as I share this message. In Jesus' name, amen. A while back, I wrote a blog on godly wisdom versus worldly wisdom. Today, I want to expand on that a bit. In 1 Corinthians 3:18 to 20, Paul writes to us, Take care that no one deceives himself. If any among you thinks that he is wise in this age, he must become foolish, so that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in the sight of God. For it is written, He is the one who catches the wise by their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are useless. This is an interesting statement made by the Apostle Paul. James tells us in James 1:5, But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. And David tells us in Psalm 51:6, Behold, you desire truth in the innermost being, and in secret you will make wisdom known to me. So what is it to be wise? Psalms 111:10 tells us the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who follow his commandments have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. Many today think they are being wise by not trusting others. This is the direction I want to go in for a minute and talk about trust. Who do you trust in? Someone said to me the other day, Trust is earned. I agree that is wise not to trust people. However, should people really be earning your trust? I believe it is wiser to trust in the Lord and not worry about people earning your trust. What do I mean by that? In Psalms 27, I'm reading in the NIV here, some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we trust in the name of the Lord our God. So chariots and horses is a reference to what people back in David's day considered to be strong. If you had chariots and horses, then you were considered to be strong. But even if you have chariots and horses, the Lord can still defeat you. Remember Pharaoh? All his chariots and horses crossing the Red Sea after the children of Israel, and the water came down and closed up the path and drowned them all. So their chariots and their horses didn't do them much good, did it? But Israel and we are to trust in the name of the Lord our God. Jeremiah 17:5 says, This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. So if we're trusting in our own flesh, our own strength, in our own bank account, in our job, or even other people, if we're trusting in them, that brings a curse upon us. Interesting. David says over and over again in the Psalms that he puts his trust in the Lord. This is where our trust should be. We need to have our ears open to the voice of Holy Spirit to guide and direct us. We need to discern others by the Spirit. What does this mean? It means that Holy Spirit tells us about a person. He shows us what spirit they are from. He shows us a person's motives toward us. In the days and years ahead, we will need to listen to the Holy Spirit more and more and trust Him. A person can say all of the right things, but what is their motive? A person can say all the wrong things, but what is their motive? Let me tell you a couple stories that may shed some light on what I'm saying. Once, when we lived in Tennessee, the Lord told me that I was to know others by the Spirit. The scripture He gave me was 2 Corinthians 5:16. Therefore, from now on, we recognize no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know Him in this way no longer. As I was meditating on this and trying to understand what the Lord was saying, I saw a church with a sign, God's Way Church. I decided to go there one Sunday and see if their sign was accurate. After worship, the pastor said the Holy Spirit said there was someone who had a song to sing. I distinctly heard the Holy Spirit say to me, "That's you." And He wanted me to get up and sing one of the songs that He gave to me a few years before. But I began to argue with the Holy Spirit because, you know, that is not typical church protocol. Church protocol says that you don't let a person do anything in the church the first day they visit. That you have to get to know them first. Let them stick around for a few months. But the pastor was not trusting in me. He was trusting in the Holy Spirit. When I finally said I thought it was me, he said, "I know it is you. Get up here and sing." And later he told me that he did not have to know me personally because he knew Holy Spirit. If Holy Spirit said I could sing, then I could sing. He discerned that I was of the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit. We were both born again believers in Yeshua. Wow, that was an eye-opener and a lesson on knowing one another by the Spirit. It gave me a lot of insight into what the Lord was saying in 2 Corinthians 5:16. That pastor believed that the gifts of the Spirit could operate through anyone at any time, and he trusted in Holy Spirit to guide him on who was to operate in any given gift at any given moment. We ended up going there for 2 years until the Lord sent us to another church. The pastor was told by God to let me go, so when I told him I was being led to go somewhere else, he said, "Go in peace." He didn't want me to go because I was teaching and serving there and being a blessing to them, but God said, "Let me go," so he did. He trusted Holy Spirit. The second story I want to share has to do with someone saying all the right things with an impure motive. After moving back to Florida, we attended a bridge church. The bridge churches were started by the late John Paul Jackson. I was trained in the art of hearing God and biblical dream interpretation while attending the bridge. I even became a certified instructor for the Art of Hearing God course. I was being raised up to lead the training center, but they end up closing all the training centers and moving them to headquarters in Dallas, Texas. Before that happened, I was led to start a dream interpretation class at my home. I had a second building that I ran my business out of, and we met there. A woman I met at church wanted to come. Of course, all were welcome. But she tried to become my friend, and she said she liked all the same things I liked, and she believed everything that I believed. I mean, everything. And I was having a hard time believing someone to be 100% on page with me. And I discerned by the Spirit that something was off, because no one is 100% the same as you. Trust me. Oh, trust the Lord. Every person will have at least one thing different. This woman was actually a witch sent to derail what I was doing. She came for about a month and then couldn't come anymore because I trusted in Holy Spirit to deal with her. I was nice to her, but prayed against her witchcraft. I even saw once when she was trying to look into the spirit realm and learn stuff about me and the ministry and everything. An angel was poking her in the eye. In the natural, she was blinking in a fast manner. Blink, 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 and shaking her head. And I was like, what's going on here? And I looked in spirit and I saw an angel poking her in the eye. After this happened, she didn't come anymore. So here I have shared an incident where a pastor modeled knowing by the Spirit and trusting Holy Spirit, and someone who said all the right things, but was not of the Holy Spirit. I hope these stories help you see that you cannot put your trust in people. You don't even have to know them personally and their whole life story to allow or not allow them into your life. Ask Holy Spirit. Trust Holy Spirit. If he says, yes, this person is of me and they can sing, preach, teach, pray for others, prophesy, or whatever, then trust Holy Spirit and let them do what God has sent them there to do. If he says, no, they are sent by the devil to trip you up, then even if they say all the right things and appear to be an anointed and gifted person on the same page as you, trust Holy Spirit. Do not lean into your own understanding or traditional church protocol. This is a time when Holy Spirit has to lead us, not people, or our own desires or education. Many times I've seen church leaders follow protocol and it tripped them up because they allowed the wrong person to minister in their church. A person who was committing adultery or a homosexual behind the doors. They didn't know that this person had sexual sin or was a drunk or a drug addict or something behind the scenes. This person put on a good face and they knew all the right things to say and do. So they deceived the pastor. Then later, the pastor finds out all this stuff about the person and realizes they should have discerned the spirit by what that person was coming there. And it did damage to them and to their ministry. So we have to trust the Holy Spirit. I've also seen churches fail to receive a blessing by not allowing someone to share a word because church protocol says, I don't know you, it's your first day, or you've just been coming for a few weeks and you're not on the leadership team or the prophetic team or whatever the church protocol says. So they don't let them share a word of blessing. And maybe that's the only day they're going to come and they're a prophet and you don't know it because you're not discerning by the Spirit. These things, you know, are examples. I'm not saying that we should let every person share a word or sing a song or do anything. That's not what I'm saying. You know, I myself have experienced rejection because I don't always follow traditional church protocol, but follow the lead of the Holy Spirit. Don't trust in church protocol. Don't trust in people or in what you've been taught. Sometimes we've been taught some error, and now God is correcting those errors. Or, you know, God can do things however he wants. And if he sends someone to your church and says, let them speak, I have a word from them, and you don't, you're not obeying the Lord. I don't trust people because people have wrong motives sometimes, or they lack knowledge and understanding. I trust in the Holy Spirit. Matthew 7:21, Yeshua tells us that not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. So just because someone comes to your church and says, Lord, Lord, they may not be one who is doing the will of the Father. I don't have to have a personal relationship with you to allow you to do what God has sent you to do. In fact, many who the Lord sends into my circle are not people I really want there. But there's a purpose for them to be in my life. Either they can help me, or I can help them, or both. Also, once the Lord told me that if I want to love like him, I need to learn to love the unlovable. I definitely believe some are sent to my life to give me practice doing that very thing. Amen. We need to love everyone. If I was following the wisdom of man, I wouldn't allow these people into my life. It can be dangerous to pick up a hitchhiker or allow someone into your home you've never met before. But if you are following the lead of the Holy Spirit, He will protect you. I've done both of these things. The key is to trust in the lead of the Holy Spirit. Ask Him and listen to what He says. I don't pick up every hitchhiker. I don't let everybody into my house. Even if they're doing work for me, I don't always let them in my house. I listen to the Holy Spirit. You may begin to trust people, but be careful. People can break trust. Always trust in the Holy Spirit and love people. Know that people are sometimes in your life for only a season. Some are there to bless you. Some are there to teach you things, either things you should know or how not to act. Some people are sent to be a bad example. And so you can learn from their bad example. Don't be a bad example. Don't do that. Amen. Let people come and go as the Lord leads or they choose. Always trusting in the Lord. Yeshua is everything you need and has everything for life and godliness. Yeshua is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He is your guide, your teacher, your comforter, your provider, your healer. He may use people, and He often does. And He may use a job, and He often does. But trust in the Lord and lean on it to your own understanding. People come and go. Jobs are temporary. Yeshua is forever and will never leave or forsake you. I'm really not looking for you to put your trust in me either. I am here to point you to Yeshua, who is your everything. After building a relationship with a person, you may come to learn that they are trustworthy in certain areas. However, never put a person on a pedestal or allow them to take the Lord's place. Trust in the Lord with your whole heart. Trust Him when people come. Trust Him when people go. Trust Him when people bless you. Trust Him when people curse you or gossip about you. Trust Him when He provides a job. Trust Him when you lose a job. Maybe sometimes you have to lose a job to get a better job. You're stuck in that job. You like that job. You like the people you work with, and you're not willing to leave. So God gets you laid off because He wants you to go to another job. He has a different assignment for you. And to move you to that new job, He has to get you laid off from this one. Amen. Trust Him when you are healthy and the bank account has money in it. Trust Him when you get sick, for healing is the children's bread and He is your healer. Trust Him when the bank account is getting low. He is your provider. And I know I've heard many stories of people being tested in these areas where they trust too much in the bank account. So God makes the bank account get low till they trust in Him again. My bank account, while healthy at the moment, is not my source. My income is not my source. Yeshua is my source. He's using certain means to provide for me at this time and keeping my bank account healthy at the moment. But that's not what I want to trust in. I trust in the Lord because it's He who puts that money there. Truly, it is Him. However He chooses to put money in my bank account, I say, yes, Lord, put the money there, provide my needs, let me be wise and careful and a good steward on how I use the finances that you give me. But my trust is in the Lord, not how I'm getting those resources. Because He can provide money any way He chooses. In the Bible, there's a story where one of the apostles was saying, we need to pay our taxes. And Yeshua took them to the water and said, catch a fish. And when he caught the fish, there was some money in the fish's mouth, and it was just enough to pay their taxes. So I could go fishing someday and find a gold nugget in a fish or something. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm going fishing in a few days. I want to catch a fish with a gold nugget in his mouth. Amen. Hallelujah. But anyway, I also pray that you who are pastors and church leaders will be able to operate like that pastor in Tennessee. When a person walks into your church for the first time, discern what spirit they are from. Why did they come that day? Does Holy Spirit have something for them to do on that day? That very day, not 6 months later once you get to know them. But that day, a blessing has come through that person if you will receive it. Remember Hebrews 13:22, which says, "Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by this some have entertained angels without knowing it." One of the definitions for hospitality is the friendly and generous reception and entertainment of guests, visitors, or strangers. Maybe Holy Spirit is telling you that friendly and generous reception is allowing them to sing a song or share a word or prophecy. Maybe they're an angel in disguise. Know them by the Spirit. Are they from the Holy Spirit? Then allow them to do as the Lord directs. I'm not saying every visitor is to be allowed to participate by singing or sharing. I am saying listen to the Holy Spirit and trust Him by obeying His leading. Be willing to hear. Protocol can help protect, but sometimes Holy Spirit may want to break normal church protocol. Amen? Will you allow Him to do so? Or do you feel compelled to get to know a person first? Check your heart. You just might find that they have a revelation that you do not have or have been taught. Although they are the same Holy Spirit, will you reject them because they have a different understanding or belief in certain areas? You just may be rejecting a blessing. Why do you have to know them anyway? Check your motives. What is your motive in asking questions about a person's past? Are you looking for something you can hold against them? Are you looking for a reason not to trust them? Are you looking for them to believe and talk like you? You just may be rejecting a blessing if you say no to them because they don't believe exactly 100% like you, or they have a past. What is your motive asking about a person's past anyway? We all have a past. The past is in the past. The future is now. Yeshua's blood washes our sins away. Everyone who repents is forgiven. Amen? Who we are today and who we are becoming in Yeshua is what is important. The Bible even gives us a litmus test on who is from God and who is not. Let's apply the litmus test. What is the litmus test? Well, it's found in 1 John 4, 1-3. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. I, Reverend Dr. Mary Gerfalcon, confess that Jesus is the Word of God, creator of heaven and earth, made flesh, born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, died on the cross, rose again, and will someday return. I believe Yeshua is God. I believe and confess John 1:1-4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. And verse 14, the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. I have been born again through repentance and water baptism, and baptized in Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. If you do not believe in this, I pray for the saving knowledge of Yeshua to be given to you. I pray Ephesians 1:18-19a over you. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. And from Ephesians 3:16-19, I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Amen. Please write to me at lotsoflovministries@yahoo.com if you have any questions or would like to know more about becoming a kingdom citizen. If you're in the Bay County, Florida area, next Sunday afternoon, which is March 24th, 2024, we will be having a healing service at the local community center. Doors will open at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Please come or join us for the Facebook Live if you can't come in person. For more info, follow us on Facebook. My Facebook page is www.facebook.com/lotsoflovministriesbookstore. Or check out our website's upcoming events page. Well, I hope you were blessed by this message and you learned that we're not to put our trust in people or church protocol or our jobs or our bank account or our own understanding. But we're to put our trust in Yeshua. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. He came that we might have life and life to the full. Once again, if you do not know Yeshua as your personal Lord and Savior, if you don't have a relationship with Yeshua, contact me and let's talk about it. Or you could just right now make a commitment to Yeshua. Say, Lord, I want to have a personal relationship with you. He will honor that. He will respect that. If you are speaking truly from your heart and you want to become a kingdom citizen, tell him and he will make sure that you do. Amen. Let me close out this message with a prayer. Lord Jesus, we just thank you that we can trust you, that you are trustworthy. People will fail us. Sometimes we fail other people, but we forgive those who have rejected us and failed us. Those who we can't trust, because really we don't put our trust in people or our own strength. We put our trust in you. Help us to trust you more and more and more as we grow up to mature Christians, mature believers in you, Yeshua. We love you. We thank you that we can put our trust in you. You are our strong tower. You're everything that we need. And you never fail us. Sometimes you don't give us what we want because you know what we want would not be good for us. But you do give us desires of our heart as they line up with your desires for us. So help us to know your desires for us and help us to line our desires up with your desires and advance the kingdom in the earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in our lives, in our spheres of influence. That your glory may fill the earth and people will know that you are real and that you care about us, you love us. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Shakabasi toroko shandaragasi. Sopobasi toroko shandaraga. Hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name. I feel like the Lord is giving me a message for somebody. You just give me a minute here to hear it. Thank you. I'm hearing about someone has been questioning this matter. How can they trust people? Should they trust in the Lord? And you've gotten a little angry because people have failed you. And someone you thought you could trust has proven untrustworthy. Let that person go. Choose to forgive them. Sometimes we have to say, like Yeshua said, forgive them for they know not what they do. Let God deal with them. Yes, you can trust the Lord. That pastor who lied to you, maybe he thought he was doing the right thing. Maybe he was trying to tell a little white lie, like we're taught that sometimes it's okay to tell what little white lies to protect other people. But you found out it wasn't true. I pray healing to your heart, to your soul. You can still trust God. People will fail you. Pastors will fail you. Let them go. Forgive them. Just say right now, Lord, I release them to you to do with as you see fit. I forgive them. I do not hold this against them. Because the Bible tells us if we don't forgive others, he won't forgive us. And you want to be forgiven. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be mad at God. He didn't cause that pastor to lie. He didn't cause that person to fail you. He is 100% trustworthy. He loves you. Trust in him again. And if you have to repent for blaming God, then repent. He will get you back on track. And he will lead you to those who can love you and work with you. I just thank you, Lord. I see someone driving in their car. And they just lost their job. And they're angry. Like I said earlier in the message, trust in the Lord. Maybe he's trying to move you to a better job. Trust in the Lord. It will be okay. It will be okay. He sees. Maybe you feel like you were fired and it was unjust. Trust in the Lord. He will deal with that person. If they have done you an injustice, then I pray justice from the Lord will come to you. I see one of those scales, like the balance scales. The situation has been weighed by the Lord in the scales of justice. And if it's been unjust towards you, he will balance those scales and bring justice to your life. Trust in him and let him balance the scales. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, until next time, shalom.